Chapter 18.
Where would we even begin to look?
Revna questioned with a blank stare as she gazed upon the magnificent palace.
This place is massive.
I'm sure we will find a way, I said, before I turned to look at the living creatures I had created, and I also thought of the ones I'd summoned with my new power. They had done their part, and now I was ready to let them be free. At least for now. To all those who have aided us in our dire time of need, I now release you for the time being, I cried out, and my voice echoed loudly through the grand hall. You've done well, so go, and I shall call upon you on the eve of battle. The creatures who remained inside the ice palace all bowed down in respect and gratitude, and I could feel the voice of my shadow double ringing in my head, too. Until next time, Cole, his strong voice echoed in my head. Then suddenly everything I had willed into existence vanished within the blink of an eye, and when it was only my coven, Vanessa, and Revna, we all took a moment to breathe and relish in this victorious moment.
Go,
Vanessa began, as she stared long and hard into my eyes.
I know I have been harsh with my words, and have treated you poorly, but I must admit that what you did saved all our lives. We would never have been able to take on an army of elder soldiers, serpents, and statuarums on our own. We would have surely died if it were not for your great power. Yes, master.
Morgana added in a soft voice as her pale eyes landed on me.
Professor Vanessa speaks truly. If it were not for you, we would have perished from the soldiers alone.
Thank Satan, Circe knew about the statues and their one weakness, I said, as I gazed upon the blonde serpentine beauty. Your ancient knowledge might have saved us all as well.
I must have encountered them before in a past life.
She shrugged, and I knew she was doing her best to be modest.
But I'm glad I was able to help. Indeed.
Vanessa said, as she aimlessly looked around.
Now let's not waste another precious moment. We need to find the second artifact, and the sooner we do, the better. Just because we destroy the army doesn't mean Samara won't try to prevent us from locating her precious relic.
Agreed, I said, as I regarded every woman in the hall. All right, everyone, take your familiars and split up. This palace is enormous, and it could be hidden anywhere.
What are we even looking for, exactly?
Revna asked as she cocked her blonde head to the side.
Do you have any idea what the second artifact looks like?
No, I answered truthfully. But I'll bet anything that as soon as we find it, we'll know.
All right.
The wild Wicca replied as she stared deeply into my eyes.
Then let's begin searching.
Alex, I said. And as soon as I uttered my familiar's name, he swooped from the broken opening and perched himself on my shoulder.
Yes, Cole?
He asked in my head. Come with me. We're going to hunt for the artifact, I said, as I looked at the others who were accompanied by their creatures, aside from Revna, Circe, and Marina. Since none of you have a familiar, you three go together just in case.
Yes, master.
Circe and Marina responded, while Revna simply nodded in my direction. We split off in different directions, and we spent the next... I didn't know how long, searching the cold, empty palace. Eventually, I headed down a cool marble and ice hallway, devoid of any artwork or life, and I felt a strange chill creep down my spine. I could feel a pull dragging me down another series of white corridors, until I came to a bright red door. It was the only speck of color in this palace of white, pale blues and grays, and I knew there had to be something important lurking inside. I didn't sense any danger, but I knew I had to step inside at once.
Your instincts are correct as usual, Cole.
The woman from my dreams echoed.
The second artifact lies inside. Go inside and retrieve it.
Excitement and curiosity flooded through my body as I neared the door, and when I turned the golden knob, I was shocked by the differently decorated room, filled with furs, gold chests, silver goblets, and other precious relics. The air was warm and smelled strangely of spices and roses, and the floor was made of sleek, sturdy redwood. It seemed like a room that would belong to a king or a queen, and as I looked around, I wondered what exactly I was looking for.
Use your instincts, Cole.
The woman from my dreams urged softly in my head.
I know you can do it. Just listen to the satanic voices in your head and the darkness in your bones. Then you will find what you desire.
I understand, I said aloud.
What do you understand exactly, Master?
Alex asked in my head.
What is it, Cole? What do you feel?
The artifact is obviously in here. We just need to use our instincts to find it.
You mean you have to use your instinct? I'm not the one with the supreme power coursing through my veins. This all relies on you.
Fine, but you knew what I meant, smartass. As I looked around the room, I spotted all kinds of gems, swords, silks, furs, capes, and chests of gold coins. The grand and elegant chamber was utterly packed with precious items. But which one was the most valuable to Samara? Where was the artifact that she hid to protect her holy power? She was a clever woman, and I knew she placed the precious relic in here to sway anyone else from finding it. I carefully walked around the room and studied every inch of the magnificent chamber until, suddenly, I thought I felt a pull toward something in an empty corner. It was a magnetic tug, but it also released a combined foul and holy radiance that overwhelmed my senses. Wait a moment, I said as I slowly neared the space. I think there's something here.
But it's totally empty. Are you sure?
Yes. Trust me. It's calling to me like a terrible and holy lullaby.
Well, if that's what you feel, then let's take a closer look. Looks can be deceiving.
I agree, I said as I approached the corner, and the holy power grew more overwhelming and flooded through my entire body. No, I know for sure there's something here. As I stepped over the floorboards, a sudden chill ran up my boots, and I could feel a strong holy power coursing up through my legs and penetrating my heart. It made me feel lightheaded as my mouth instantly went dry, and it was difficult to breathe as I stood over the holy spot.
Cole? Are you all right? You look paler than the moon.
I think there's something underneath the floorboards, I responded as I looked down at my feet. If it's the artifact, I can feel its holy power coursing through my body.
Are you sure?
Yes, I said as I reached down to feel for any loose boards, and when I found one, I gently wriggled it out of its place.
Be careful, Cole. You have no idea if it could be a trap.
It's not. I know the second artifact is down here. I can feel it in my bones and deep in my heart. I pried the floorboard off the ground and reached deep down inside, and then my fingers curled around something that felt like the smoothest velvet. It felt like a small container, and when I pulled the mysterious object out, I realized it was a sealed-up box wrapped up in an expensive red cloth. I gently pulled the fabric away and found myself staring down at a wooden box. Intricate carvings covered the entire case, and there was gold writing splayed across the lid. It was written in a language I'd never seen before, but even without having any knowledge of the dialect, I knew it was a holy warning to keep Wiccas at bay.
Open the box, Cole.
The woman from my dreams ordered in my head.
You finally found it.
Oh, thanks, Satan, I said, before I slowly pulled the lid open, and inside I spotted a short dagger with a silver blade and a golden hilt. The blade gleamed like moonlight, and as I retrieved it from its opening, I studied the craftsmanship and beauty of the holy weapon. It sent sanctified, searing energy through my entire body, and the sensation was so powerful it nearly made me drop the artifact.
God damn you, Ko!
Samara's voice echoed in my head like a roaring storm, but it somehow seemed weaker, fainter.
Cole, you may have found my second artifact, but by God, I swear you haven't won. Not yet.
I'm just one artifact closer. to destroying you or making you mine. The choice will ultimately be yours. But I bet I know what you'll do.
We'll see about that.
She snarled, and then suddenly her presence drifted away as if it had never existed.
Cole.
A familiar voice said from the doorway.
Is that the second artifact?
When I turned my head, I saw Vanessa standing at the threshold with her mouth hanging open in shock and amazement. The others were behind her, and when they came closer, each one gawked at the blade in my hands. For a long moment, no one said a word or even dared to move. Professor, I finally said, would you like to carry it? If you want to protect it, then I will place it in your hands.
No.
She responded as she slowly shook her head.
You found it, so you may hold on to it.
Very well, I said with a deep nod, before I placed it in my waistband and then looked at the other women and their familiars. Let's leave this room. I can't stand this holy aroma any longer.
Neither can I.
The dark-haired professor agreed as we slipped out of the golden room and into an icy hallway filled with doorways.
Well, now that we've defeated Samara's army and found the second artifact,
Vanessa began as she carefully regarded each one of us.
The question is whether or not it's safe to stay here for the night and recharge before we move on.
I think we should be fine. Samara spent a lot of energy sending her army after us. I don't think she has the power for a second assault.
And the storm she was going to destroy the palace with?
Vanessa asked with a raised eyebrow. Same thing. I shook my head. I can sense how weakened we've left her. I don't believe she has the strength to send anything after us tonight, be it a storm or more troops.
Okay.
The professor said as she considered my words.
Then Isabel and I will be residing in our own quarters, far from the rest of you. As you can see, there are plenty of rooms to choose from, and I personally would rather get a full night of rest. Tomorrow our journey continues at the break of dawn, so be ready to leave at first light.
Before anyone else could respond, the dark-haired professor swiftly turned her skirts and headed down the pale blue corridor, with Isabel padding behind her. As we watched her walk away, the other women all turned to look at me. And as I gazed upon each one, I knew exactly what they had in mind.
Master?
Marina said, as her purple eyes fell upon me.
While we searched for the artifact, we had a deep discussion with Revna about joining our unholy pact and bonding herself to us for all eternity. We believe she is a worthy addition to our coven, and she has fought bravely and been an immense help to us.
Is that so? I asked as I stared into the wild woman's bright blue eyes. And what conclusion did you come to, Revna?
I would be more than honored to become one of your women,
the dark blonde Wicca said, before she bowed her head and then looked up to study me with her intense blue eyes.
I would loyally serve you as my master and kneel to your magnificent power. All I crave is a new way of life with those I feel a strong connection to. Yes, I love my sisters and my village, but I've always known that I've longed for something else, something greater and more powerful. I crave you, Cole, not only for your power, but for your body and soul as well. I would die for you, and I want to become one of your satisfied women, and someday bear your powerful children. Will you accept me as one of your own? I vow to be loyal to you for all eternity.
I took a moment to regard the beautiful, strong-willed Wicca, with her long, dark blonde hair and bright blue eyes. She was a wild woman with swift instincts and a strong demeanor, and she had aided us during our way across the mountains and at the arrival of the Ice Palace. She was a gorgeous woman, but what's more, she would make an excellent addition to our pact. Yes, I finally answered as I placed a finger under her chin and raised her face to meet mine. After everything you've done, you're certainly welcome to join us. Now, as your soon-to-be master, I order you to step inside the bedroom and remove your clothes. Revna nodded in agreement as she strolled inside a grand, pale bedroom with marble walls, sleek white floors, and a massive bed with sheer white canopies. The other women followed her inside and helped her strip off her furs, boots, and lambskins without being told to. And when I stepped inside, I closed the door behind me and regarded her pale, slender, and athletic build. Her breasts were full and perky, and there was a patch of dark blonde hair in between her plush thighs. Her wild hair tumbled over her bare shoulders, and she bit down on her lip as she stared at me with wide, alert eyes. I could tell she was excited, but also nervous at the same time. "Let's begin, shall we?" I said, without breaking eye contact with her. "Did she carry a blade with her?"
"Yes, master,"
Akira answered before she placed a cold but sturdy weapon in my hand.
"She claims this is her bonded blade."
"Very well," I said before I took the blade from the dark-haired beauty, turned to study Revna, and gazed at her from head to toe. "Now, Revna, I want you to get down on your knees and submit yourself to me." The wild woman did as I commanded, and I looked deep into her wanting eyes as a small smile crept across my face.
"What would you have us do first, master?"
Beatrix asked from behind me.
"How may we help?"
"First, I want you all to undress," I ordered as I glanced around the room full of beautiful women. "And then I want you to remove my shirt, and be sure to carefully place the second artifact by the bed." The women did as they were told, and when everyone's furs and clothes were on the floor, a naked Morgana stepped in front of me, slowly removed my hides, and then unbuttoned my shirt. She took the blade and handed it to Akira, but when she attempted to reach for my trousers, I stopped her from undoing them just yet. "No," I said, before I looked down into Revna's glassy blue eyes. "She will be the one to do it."
"Yes, master,"
Morgana answered before she turned around and stood behind Revna.
"As you wish."
While the naked women surrounded us, I got down on my knees and pressed the blade slowly across the cusp of Revna's breast before I gently cut into her skin. She gasped as I drew blood, but it wasn't out of pain or fear. It was of sheer pleasure and anticipation. "Now, create the bloody pentagram so the ritual can begin," I ordered, and the women quickly swiped the blood from Revna's breast before they drew the unholy marking on the marble floor. As soon as the crimson sign was created, I stood up and raised my hands into the air before I willed the power of Satan to take over my entire body and enter this room. Then I looked down into Revna's eyes, and a smirk spread across my face before I began the unholy ritual. "Close your eyes. Don't you dare open them until I give you the order."
"Yes, sir,"
the beautiful woman responded before she shut her bright eyes and took in a deep breath. Without wasting a moment, I raised my hands into the air, and I felt an unholy presence growing as my own power surged through my body. I knew the permanence of Satan lingered in this room, and his supremacy flowed through me like a brewing river of fire before I began to conjure up the unholy powers that be.
"Vocal et tenebras petere quod sit conjunctio fiet, et anima per sanguinum," I echoed, and a sudden, brisk wind coursed through the bedroom and made Revna's hair fly back, but the wild woman didn't even flinch from the icy cold. "Ha emuliere servi meus, et me in vita mea voluntati parer."
"Repeat after me. You are mine for all eternity."
"I am yours to command for all eternity, Cole. From this moment to the end of my days, I promise to call you my master, king and husband."
"And now, in the ancient tongue, say that you're mine, and you will serve me for all eternity."
"Si audierint et observaverint illum secut animum meum in dominum,"
the beautiful woman replied without missing a beat. And suddenly the walls began to shake, and the wind grew sharper and colder. As undeniable power and ecstasy flowed through my body, I looked down at the wild woman's naked form, and an even broader smile spread across my face. I couldn't fucking wait to make her mine and take her, both body and soul.
Et nos invium diabolum malum,
I roared, with my hands still raised high in the air.
Nos gratias ago vos omnem virum robustum!
Revna didn't even budge an inch, as the wind continued to blast across her naked skin, and when the room settled, she remained still as stone, while blood spilled from her open wound and dripped down her chest. Now, Revna, I command you to remain on your knees and open your eyes. That's an order from your new master. The wild witch's eyes fluttered open, and her lips parted in surprise and awe before she stared up at me with pure adoration and slight confusion.
I almost don't believe it,
she gasped as her breasts heaved up and down.
It worked, master. I am yours. Of course it worked,
Akira said, before she brushed back Revna's long, blonde hair.
Now, look upon your new master, and be ready to serve him with all your heart and soul. I'm already ready.
Revna breathed in a desperate voice before she inched closer to me.
Please, tell me what to do, master. I will do anything you want.
You will undo my trousers, I said before I kicked off my boots, and Vesta and Morgana took them away without question. And when you see my cock, you will take your very first taste. But you must go slow for me. Is that understood?
Yes, master.
The beautiful woman sighed longingly as she stared up at me with big, beautiful eyes, and then proceeded to do as she was told. Blood rushed down to my cock as she proceeded to undo my pants, and when my fully erect dick sprung into view, she didn't waste a moment. She gently licked the tip of my member, and an intense shiver coursed up my spine as she swirled her tongue around my thick, throbbing head.
She's so eager already.
Akira chuckled as she stared down at the blonde Wicca with mischievous eyes.
I bet she's already soaking wet and ready for his cock. No doubt. But she's just getting started. Isn't that right, master?
Indeed. I groaned before I grabbed a fistful of her dark blonde hair. Now, take me deep inside your mouth, Revna. Go as far as you can, and take me all the way in. That's a fucking command. The gorgeous wild woman immediately wriggled her head all the way down to my balls and slurped greedily against my length. She gently gagged each time my throbbing tip fucked the back of her throat, and her eyes were glassy with desire as she stared up at me with pure devotion and adoration.
She's probably been dreaming about this moment for a long time now. Look how eager she is taking his cock deep inside her mouth. She's a very hungry girl. Well, clearly she needs it more than anyone in the world, as do we all.
While the other women watched with wide, eager eyes, I began to move Revna's head up and down along my length in faster motions. I then bucked my hip forward and prodded the back of her throat with all my will and vigor. She gagged each time I went deeper, and burning hot desire boiled in my gut as I ventured further and deeper inside her warm, wanting mouth. That's it, I grunted as I bucked my hips faster and faster. Take it all the way in your mouth like a good girl. The wild woman grunted as I prodded deeper, and all the other witches watched with wide, glassy eyes as I continued to move my body faster and harder.
She's such a hungry, horny girl. Look at her face. She wants more and more. And she can go deep. I'm getting wet just watching her take in our unholy master. Every taste feels like the most delicious flavor in the world.
Your time will come, I grunted as I grabbed onto Revna's locks with a tighter grip. I could feel my cock twitch with desire, and I knew I was so close to a mind-blowing orgasm. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Keep taking me inside, Revna. Precum dripped from the corners of her lips as I ventured deeper down her throat and screwed her hot, wet mouth with all my determination. She slurped, hummed, and moaned for more, and when she wriggled her head even further down my shaft, my entire body quivered with desire before I spurted a hot, creamy load inside her mouth and down her throat. Oh, shit! I growled as she licked and sucked every drop I could leak inside her greedy mouth.
She was so thirsty,
Morgana teased as Revna continued to slurp along my slick cock.
I think she drank every single drop.
She did wonderfully, I panted before I pulled out of the wild woman's mouth, and a plopping sound echoed in the bedroom. Now I think it's time she receives another reward. Wouldn't you all agree?
Yes, master.
The women answered in unison. As Revna remained on her knees and stared up at me with bright, adoring eyes, I looked toward the massive bed and then back at her. Now, Revna, get on the bed. I want you to lie down and spread your legs wide open for me. The rest of you, you may pleasure yourselves however you want while you watch me fuck her for the first time. Play with your pussies, lick and suck on each other's nipples, finger each other, but no matter what, I forbid you from coming. Not until I'm balls deep inside each of you. Is that understood?
Yes, master.
The women answered in unison, and their eyes were filled with untamed desire.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Akira smirked. I watched with hungry desire as the dark blonde beauty stood up from the floor and slowly approached the light blue bed. I studied her slender but athletic build as she crept on the bed and crawled on top of the sheets, and when she did as she was told, I gingerly approached the vulnerable beauty. I was ready to claim her as mine. "Are you ready for me?" I asked as I slowly crawled on top of her and rubbed my head along her warm, wet folds. Are you prepared to take in my huge cock?
I think so, master.
Revna said as her lips quivered and then her breathing grew more erratic.
I want to feel you deep inside me as our bodies are connected and pressed tightly together. I need to feel your hot breath on my neck as you hold onto me and thrust as deep and hard inside my soaked and quivering pussy as you can.
Very well. I agreed with a broad grin, and then I spread her legs even farther apart. If that is what you want, then you're going to have to go even wider. I want to see deep inside your wet, eager cunt.
Yes, master.
The wild woman shuddered, and when I slipped my fingers deep inside her sopping pussy, she instantly tossed back her head and moaned for more.
Fuck! Yes, master, please! Just like that! Please don't stop touching me! Oh, you haven't even felt what this cock is like inside you.
Akira teased from behind me.
Just wait until it's deep, deep inside your pussy. You'll never feel the same way again. I swear on Satan.
Oh, she's right. It will change your entire world. Once you have a taste of his magical cock, you'll never be able to think about anything else.
Then please.
Revna begged as she stared deeply into my eyes.
Please slip your cock inside my wet cunt. I need to know what it feels like.
I teased before I retracted my fingers and then rubbed my throbbing, flared head against her wet folds. Oh, you need to be patient before I give you what you so desperately desire. As your master, I command it.
Yes, sir.
Revna moaned as she bit down on her lip, and her entire body shook with intensity and desperate desire.
I will wait for as long as you command it, but it's killing me slowly. Your body looks like it's been sculpted by the gods, and I just want to touch every inch of you.
That's what I want to hear. I chuckled before I plunged my full member inside her sopping wet cunt and slowly ventured deeper inside her. We both groaned in satisfaction as I dived deeper inside her soaking wet folds, and then I began to rock my body faster and faster as I plowed further inside her silky tunnel.
Cole!
Revna screamed before she wrapped her long legs around my waist and pulled me closer.
Fuck! Master, yes, please, fuck me harder! Press your cock against my womb and spurt your seed deep inside me!
As I thrust harder and faster inside her, the wild woman's walls tightened and clamped around my cock, and her moans quickly grew louder and more demanding. Her breasts heaved up and down, and she tossed her head back into the pillows as she struggled to gasp for air.
Ugh, fuck!
I grunted as I stared down at her slick, trembling body. Oh, you're so tight and warm, Revna. Oh, I can't get enough of you.
Does my pussy please you, master?
The dark blonde beauty groaned as I moved faster and faster inside her.
Oh, it certainly does.
I growled, and when she reached up to grab my hair, I leaned down and planted rough and fierce kisses along her hot neck. The wild witch squealed and panted as I plowed deeper inside her sopping cavern and wanting body. She moaned and bit her nails into my back as I bucked my hips faster and faster against her skin. And when I seemed to hit that special spot inside her hot and fluttering walls, she screamed for more. She sounded like a ravenous wild woman in heat, which was precisely what she was, and I loved every second of it.
Yes, yes, yes!
The dark blonde vixen cried out as her long legs tightened around me.
More, master, please! Oh, I beg you, more, more, more!
I gave in to her desires and plunged further into her sopping, tight cavern, and with each thrust she screamed and begged for more of my cock. She was so wet and warm. It was making my heart beat wildly, and my body trembled. Her walls clenched fiercely around my member, and she moved her hips as close to mine as possible to ensure we were fully connected and that I could bump up against her cervix.
Listen to her moaning.
Penelope chuckled as I delved deeper inside the wanting Wicca.
She's dying for his cock. She needs it more than anything in the world, and she's receiving every inch of it. Listen to her cries of pure ecstasy. I think I'm going to come.
Revna panted as I moved my body faster and faster against hers.
Oh, my entire body feels like it's on fire. I can't hold back.
So come, I said in between rough grunts, and as I slammed my hips against hers, her moaning only grew wilder and more eager. Come for me, that's an order. Revna screamed like a wild animal, and I could feel my own cock twitching with desire as I plowed deeper inside her. Soon her walls were clenching and unclenching with uncontrollable force around my quivering member, and as our panting grew more erratic and demanding, I could feel my entire body flush with desire. I thrust deeper and further inside her, and when her whole body spasmed and she screamed my name once more, I exploded a hot load of creamy cum deep inside her abused pussy. My head wildly spun in circles as her walls clamped around my cock and demanded every drop of my thick cum. The wild witch did her best to try to regain her breathing, but she was trembling from head to toe, and it took her a moment to release her hold on me. My body shook as I gently plopped out of her soaked opening, and I gazed into her wide, satisfied eyes.
Thank you, master. That was the most amazing feeling in all of the worlds. We told you it'd feel like pure ecstasy.
Marina breathed, and when I turned to look at the other women, they were all pleasuring each other in some form or another.
Our master knows how to please his women, and the gratification lasts for eternity. Yet we never get enough of his unholy, magnificent cock.
Akira chuckled, and when I looked at the ebony-eyed beauty, I beckoned for her to come closer.
Yes, master.
Oh, come here, I demanded with a sly grin. I want you to show Revna how else I can please my women. There are more ways than one, as you well know. Revna, join the others and slip your fingers in and out of your raw pussy while you watch what I can do to Akira. Then you'll see just how well I can please each of you in different ways.
Yes, master.
Revna answered before she crawled off the bed with trembling legs. No, I said as I turned my attention back to Akira. Come here, right fucking now. Your master demands it.
Yes, sir.
The dark-haired Wicca growled like a wolf in heat.
I'd be more than happy to show Revna what you can do to my body. I'll scream your name over and over again, and it would be an honor to have you deep inside my wet, wanting pussy once more.
The gorgeous and slim but athletically built witch stepped away from the other women and slowly sauntered toward me with her exotic eyes and full purple lips. I then positioned myself on the bed and laid down on the sheets while Akira leisurely crawled on top of me. But when she stopped and looked down at my cock, she moaned and smiled.
Master,
she pleaded with wide, dark eyes.
May I please taste your dick before I begin?
You may. I nodded. As long as you go nice and slow. Akira's eyes never left mine as she slowly lowered herself down to my member. And then she gently wrapped her hands around my length and began to move them up and down. I shuddered with instant pleasure as she moved her hands faster, and without being told to, she began to swirl her hot tongue along my tip. Her eyes never left mine as she tasted what she so desperately desired, and she began to lick along my underside and back to my flared tip. The corners of her lips stretched into a sexy smile as she continued to tease me with her expert tongue, and a deep groan rattled in my chest. The raven-haired beauty moaned before she licked her purple lips and then moved her hands up and down along my stiff shaft.
How does that feel, Master? Do you like it? Tell me, please.
It feels fucking incredible, I grunted as I tossed back my head. And then, without being told, she slowly began to suck on my cock. I relished the moment as my blood rushed south and her head bobbed faster and faster along my slick length. I could feel the back of her throat as she took me all the way in, but I knew if she continued like this, I would come in her mouth. And that's not what I wanted right now. No, I wanted to spray my seed deep inside her empty womb and fill her body with all of my sweltering cream. Stop, Akira, I ordered, and she immediately plopped my wet cock out of her wide mouth. Now I want you to climb on top of me and show the others how to ride me like a fucking stallion. I know it's your favorite position, and I'd be more than happy to please you as best as I can.
Oh, yes, sir. You're such a generous master, and I promise to ride the fuck out of you.
My erect cock was as hard and upright as a titanium rod as Akira slowly hovered her wet pussy over my tip. And her dark, mysterious eyes never left mine as she gently slipped my rock-hard member inside her sopping hole. When our hot bodies were connected, we both groaned with pleasure, and Akira wasted no time before she began to hop up and down along my slick cock. Her dark eyes rolled into the back of her head as she continued to bounce her body vigorously along my length, and as she did so, I grabbed onto her slender hips and guided her faster and harder along my member. She moaned louder and gasped when I bucked my hips upward, and I plunged my cock even deeper inside her clenching, hot, wet tunnel.
Master!
She grunted when she rocked her body more fiercely against mine.
I can feel you deep inside my tunnel. Please don't stop until I'm filled to the brim with your thick, delicious cream. I want it deep inside me, and I want to feel it drip down my thigh so I can have a taste.
I wouldn't dream of stopping. I teased as she rocked against my hips with wild, untamed passion. Oh, fuck! Akira, you were hungry for my cock, weren't you?
I was starving for it, Master.
She panted as I pounded deeper inside her, and she grunted for more.
Unholy shit! Do you see the way she moves, Revna?
Vesta purred. And when I looked at the other women over Akira's body, each one was either sawing their fingers in and out of their pussies or licking and suckling on each other's swollen buds.
She knows how to ride her master like an expert horseback rider, and he goes as deep as he can inside her hungry pussy. Together they make beautiful but passionate love that only our coven can understand or be blessed with. It's so delicious to gaze upon.
Revna said, as she rubbed furiously at her bright red clit, and some of my cum dribbled out of her swollen pussy lips.
I can look away. It feels more fucking incredible than anything.
Akira grunted with a sly smile, and her cheeks deepened in color as sweat dripped in between her perky breasts.
No! Please choke me, master! Wrap your hands around my neck until I can't breathe! I need to feel your strong hands around me, please!
As you wish. I chuckled as I reached up and grabbed her throat, and then I squeezed until her lips parted open and she could barely pant or groan. Her walls clenched even tighter around my pole as I prodded upward, and the tip of my cock scraped the walls of her cervix. The dark-eyed beauty slammed her hands down on my chest, and she dug her long nails into my skin until she drew blood. As she bounced faster and faster, her walls clamped violently around my cock, and I knew she was close to a mind-numbing orgasm. She struggled to breathe as my hold on her neck tightened.
I'm going to come everywhere, master. I can't hold back any longer.
So come with me, I urged as my own dick throbbed and convulsed. When I let go of her throat, she finally screamed and tossed back her head as her pussy clenched violently around my pulsating member. Then when she called out again, my cock twitched and exploded like a hot hose deep inside her hungry cavern, and hot juices slipped from her opening and all over my thighs as we both struggled to breathe. I grew lightheaded as she bent down and planted a deep, warm kiss on my lips, and then bit my neck in gratitude. Her walls continued to suck me for every drop of cum I could give her, and by the time we both regained control of our breathing, she slowly clambered off me and sighed with pleasure.
Oh, thank you, master. Now what will you have me do?
She asked with flushed cheeks and slick breasts. I want you to join the other women and have them lick your pussy clean one by one. I answered. But then I looked over at Cersei, and a smile spread across my face. But first, Cersei, I want you pressed up against the wall, and I want you to be ready for me. I'm going to fuck you long and hard until you're screaming my name over and over again.
Yes, master.
The blonde witch responded with glittering serpentine eyes.
Nothing would give me more pleasure than to feel your huge cock slip deep inside my wet pussy.
So what are you waiting for? I teased as I cocked an eyebrow at her. Go over there and wait for me. The serpentine witch wasted no time before she stood up and found a spot against a white wall, and she patiently waited for me as I climbed off the bed and walked past the other women who were busy licking Akira clean. I slowly approached the eager witch, and as I stared into her snake-like eyes, I could tell she was dying for me to slip deep inside her and give in to her wild wishes. However, I wanted to take my time, so when we were close enough to kiss, I gently nibbled on her lower lip while sliding two fingers deep inside her soaked cunt.
Oh, master.
She breathed before I pulled away. As I sawed in and out of her hole, she closed her eyes and bit down on her lip.
Your touch feels like the greatest depths of hell. I can't get enough fire from you. Master.
Cersei panted, and her full breasts bounced up and down with each rapid breath she took.
Please, master, thrust your huge cock inside me. I want to feel you deep, deep inside me.
With pleasure, I said, before I pulled out my fingers and then rubbed my rock-hard cock against her thighs. Do you want to feel me prodding my dick deep inside you?
Yes.
She squealed as I continued to tease her with my thick, throbbing head.
Fuck me hard against this wall until I come everywhere.
Beg for it, I growled into her ear.
Please, master.
She moaned, and when I swiftly picked her up and pressed her harder against the wall, she screamed with delight. I slowly slipped my cock inside her wet-hot pussy, and she groaned with pleasure as I bucked my hips forward and fucked her rough and hard against the wall. I pounded deep inside her sopping pussy, and I didn't hold back.
Yes, yes, yes. Please don't stop, Master. I need your cock more than anything else. I need your seed filling my womb.
I moved my hips faster as our grunts grew louder and more demanding, and her breathing was rough and erratic as I pounded inside her abused wet pussy. She wrapped her legs even tighter around my waist as I pushed her against the wall, and when I started to bounce her up and down, she looked up to the ceiling and squealed with pleasure. She screamed, and it looked like she was possessed by a demon as her cries of desire echoed through the room.
I think I'm going to come everywhere, Master. I can't hold back.
So don't. I grunted as I moved her body faster along my throbbing length, and a deep, burning desire set in the pit of my stomach when I felt myself nearing my own threshold. Come everywhere like a good girl. Come for your master.
Yes! Oh, come!
Her wet, tight walls clamped and sucked my cock as I exploded inside her and filled her up to the brim with my unholy seed. I struggled to breathe, and I held on to her as we both slowly steadied our trembling bodies. I gently let the blonde beauty down on her feet and nearly had to catch her before she fell from her unsteady balance. I then saw thick, white liquid dripping down her legs, and a small smile spread across my face. Circe, I started as I looked down between her legs. I want you to slip your fingers inside your pussy and lick up every drop inside you.
Yes, Master.
The snake-eyed Wicca smirked before she slowly reached down and slipped two fingers easily inside her wet folds. Her eyes never left mine as she began to use her fingers to prod in and out of her wet hole. She then pulled out a pair of slick fingers, slipped them deep inside her mouth, and groaned with pleasure as she pulled them back out. Good girl, I grunted before I slapped her ass and gestured for her to join the other women. Now let's see who's next. Who's ready to get fucked until they scream loud enough for the entire mountain to hear? The women were all on their knees, rubbing their clits or gently fucking themselves, yet each one stared up at me with adoring eyes, as if to silently beg for their turn. I said, as my eyes landed on the blue-skinned Nyx and the lavender-toned Vesta. You two. Crawl toward me, face the women, and get on your hands and knees. I want them to watch as I take turns fucking the two of you from behind.
Yes, Master.
The two women answered in unison, and they couldn't even hide the eager smiles spreading across their flawless faces. I watched with eagerness as they both did as they were told, and when I positioned myself behind them, I took a long moment to appreciate their vulnerable positions. Nyx's and Vesta's folds were already glistening with desire, and each woman had her back arched low and ready. My cock was hard and ready as I got down on my knees. But first I wanted to tease each woman before I plunged my member deep inside their wanting bodies. I grunted as I began to rub my throbbing head against Vesta's moist lavender folds. Are you ready for my cock, Vesta?
Yes, I've been craving for you, Master. Every night before I sleep, all I can think about is your cock and your firm body against mine. Please, slip inside me, Master, I beg you. Please.
Oh, is that so? I teased before I batted my dick along her wet, glistening cunt, and with each teasing tap, she arched her purple back even lower and moaned for more. I chuckled before I turned to Nyx. And you, Nyx, do you need my cock deep inside you as well?
Yes, Master.
The horned witch moaned with delight as I nearly slipped my tip deep inside her.
Oh, fuck me. I can't wait any longer.
Oh, well, I'm afraid Vesta asked a little more politely than you did, so you're going to have to wait for your turn. The blue witch pouted, but knew better than to argue. Meanwhile, Vesta arched her back even deeper and presented her body to me, like a wild animal in heat. She turned over her shoulder to look at me as I rubbed my head against her wet pussy once more, and there was an eager spark in her glassy silver eyes.
"Do you like how wet my pussy is, Master?"
the Lavender Witch teased, before she wriggled her ample ass and urged me to slide inside her.
"I know you'd like to fuck me rough and hard. Would you like that, Master?"
"I would fucking love it," I growled, right before I plunged my rigid rod deep inside her tight, sweltering cave. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
The elvish beauty screamed as I ventured deeper.
"Master, yes. Keep going deeper. Please."
Her slender body jerked forward as I thrust faster and harder inside her with all my intensity and determination, and when she tossed back her long, shimmery green hair, I grabbed it and pulled her back. Delicious moans and gasps escaped from her lips as I plowed deeper and harder, and when my balls banged against her clit, she gasped and cried out for more. "Oh, you're so fucking tight, Vesta," I grunted, as our bodies rocked in unison, and then we picked up the pace and fucked like two wild rabbits. "Satan, you're soaking wet."
"Only for you, Master,"
the elf mewled as she struggled to remain on all fours, but I knew it was a challenge for her.
"Yeah, oh, I think I'm going to come, Master. Oh, do I have your permission?"
"Yes, I want you to come for me, and while you do so, I want you to scream my name as loud as you can." The elvish witch cried out as her walls clamped tightly around my member. While she came, long and hard, I gently plopped out of her swollen cunt and slipped deep inside Nyx, and she gasped and moaned in surprise as soon as I began to rock my body against hers. Her insides were clamping around my quivering length like a bear trap as I ventured deeper and deeper inside her warm, wet tunnel. And when I grabbed onto her wide, blue hips, I dug my nails into her flesh and bucked my hips faster against her skin.
"Yes, yes, yes!"
The blue Wicca moaned as I fucked her hard and rough.
Please, please don't stop, Master. I'm so close."
"Oh, I know, I can feel it," I chuckled as I dug my nails deeper into her sapphire skin. She gasped as she rocked her slender body faster against mine. Nyx inched closer to me, and when her walls violently clamped around my shaft and throbbed uncontrollably, I knew she was about to come, and hard. "Come for me," I growled, and as my cock twitched deep inside her body, I knew I was about to explode. I wanted both women to feel my cum all over their naked bodies, though, so I swiftly but gently pulled out of Nyx as she screamed and came hard. I then exploded my load of cum all over both women's bodies, and they groaned as the cream sprayed all over their asses and backs like rain.
"Oh, it's so warm,"
Vesta purred and sighed with delight.
"Thank you, Master."
"You two aren't done yet." "No. Now I want you to lick each other's bodies, and don't waste a drop of my cream. Understood?"
"Yes, Master,"
the women responded without hesitation. I took a minute to watch as the women took turns to lick all the slick cream off each other, and when I turned to the others, who were patiently waiting for me to decide, I grinned from ear to ear. "Now, let's see who's next," I teased as I stared at Marina, Morgana, Faye, Penelope, and Beatrix. I think I'd like Faye to come over to claim her reward after leading the dragons in the sky."
"Truly, Master?"
the redhead gasped with large, desire-filled eyes.
"It would be my honor. May I ride you like Akira?"
"You may," I chuckled as I beckoned for her to follow me to the bed. The redhead crawled over to me as I laid down on the pillows, and when her green eyes flicked down to my cock, a coy smile spread across her face before she grasped my member and then began to bat it along her freckled tits.
"Do you like that, Master?"
she questioned with an arched red eyebrow. I grunted as more blood rushed south. "I do."
"How about this?"
she asked, in a sweet voice, before she opened her mouth and then tapped my flared tip along the edge of her wet tongue. Fuck. I groaned as she continued to tease me, and I was enjoying every fucking second of it. "Suck on it." The redhead quickly wrapped her full lips around my member and moaned as she slid her mouth all the way down to my balls. When the tip of my cock scraped the back of her throat, I groaned with sheer pleasure, and then she gently gagged but continued to bob her head up and down along my length. Up. That's enough. You've earned your reward. Now slowly clamber on top of me, so I can marvel at your freckled and perfect body before I claim it as mine.
Yes, master.
The beautiful redhead answered before she hovered her wet pussy over my pole. She swirled her hips around in seductive motions and locked eyes with me before she gently lowered her body onto mine and slid down my slick cock. Fuck, I grunted as my tip went deeper inside her sweltering tunnel.
Oh, master.
Faye panted as she began to bounce up and down.
Your cock is so full and thick. Satan, I want you to spray your seed in my womb and fill me to the brim.
Keep moving like that, and you'll get what you desire, I growled as I bucked my hips upward and plowed deeper inside her hungry body. Do you like that?
Yes.
She stuttered as her cheeks deepened in color, and then I grabbed one of her perky tits and pinched her swollen nipple.
Oh, fuck yes, Master Moore. Please don't stop, I need more.
Faye began to eagerly bounce up and down along my length, and her eyes were filled with wild desire as she picked up the pace. Her tight hot walls clamped around my shaft as the color in her cheeks deepened, and she greedily gasped for air as she looked up at the ceiling and moaned and groaned for even more. Keep going, I commanded as I dug my nails deeper in her skin. But faster! The eager Wicca did as she was told and was bouncing her pussy up and down with so much vigor and eagerness I thought she would pass out from the ecstasy of it all. She tossed her head around and bit down on her lip as her walls clamped even tighter around my cock.
I think I'm going to call master.
She wailed as I pinched her nipple even harder.
I can't hold back any longer.
So come for me right now.
Call!
Faye screamed as hot juices spurted from her opening, and she groaned with satisfaction.
Oh, master! Yes!
My member convulsed deep inside her body as she continued to scream and gasp for more, and I sprayed a bucket load of my hot cum inside her tight tunnel until I had filled her all the way up. My breathing grew heavier and my heart hammered against my chest as her walls milked me for every single drop of cum I could give her. We both took a long moment to regain our breathing. And when she slowly clambered off me, she collapsed next to me and laid on the bed with a huge grin on her face. When I sat up and looked down at the other women, I also smiled and wondered which one would be next to receive my cock. Each one was worthy, strong-willed, beautiful, and powerful, and they were all mine. Who wants to go next? I asked with a smirk. Yet other questions remained in my mind, and no matter how much I was enjoying this victorious and sex-filled night, I couldn't help but wonder how long it would be before we found the third artifact. And then, more importantly, when would I be able to make Samara one of my own? End of Book 8.